Welcome, fellow seekers. My name is Nathan, and this is the Law of One and Spiritual Concepts podcast, where I share my interpretations of the Law of One and other related topics. Today, we'll be continuing the Practicing the Law of One series with a topic of mindfulness. So let's dive right in. I'm sure by now, most people have heard of mindfulness in some capacity. But what is it? Well, mindfulness is a practice that involves being aware of the present moment-by-moment thoughts, feelings, and sensations we have without judgment or overly reacting to them. You may view this as fully attending to what is happening in your conscious awareness, your thoughts, feelings, or sensations, viewed through a gentle, nurturing lens, while not overly reacting to or being overwhelmed by these thoughts, feelings, or sensations. In today's busy society, we commonly are thinking of the past or future situations that are hardly ever truly present. This can be thinking about due dates coming up or stuck on how we reacted or how others treated us previous days. We end up losing touch with our body and obsess over these thoughts. Becoming mindful involves us becoming a watcher of our sensations and thought activity, intended to be done in a non-judgmental way, accepting things as they are. I think mindfulness can be seen as getting out of autopilot mode that we commonly get stuck in or live our lives from, transitioning to a consciously living awareness, focusing our attention on the here and now, finding and living in the harmony with the world. Although the practice of mindfulness may have its roots in Buddhist teachings, it has become a rather popular or mainstream recently, with much scientific research backing the various practices, such as mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, and mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT. I think this has helped to allow mindfulness to not necessarily belong to any one religion or belief system, or to be seen as some exotic practice to most. We see it used in schools, prisons, hospitals, veteran centers, and much more. It doesn't require us to change who we are, but to just become more aware of who we are for the better. Anyone can practice mindfulness and benefit from it. It is a way of living that brings awareness and compassion to everything we do. Mindfulness is a skill that requires time and work for it to be developed and cultivated. I think it is a rewarding skill, though, and I hope you will agree. There are a whole host of proven benefits to mindfulness, such as helping you to feel calmer, less stressed, sleep better, better be able to handle difficult situations, becoming more self-aware and kinder to yourself, enhancing mental performance, increase our attention, empathy to others and our well-being, becoming aware to choose how to respond to your thoughts and feelings and bring peace into your life. I think it also ends up increasing our spiritual awareness from a self-awareness level, spiritual intuition, and opens you up to receive spiritual guidance. As we were discussing, to see many of these benefits, it typically requires a continuous practice each day of this mindfulness. It's beautiful to see that these benefits are now backed by scientific studies on mindfulness that prove these positive benefits to our health, happiness, work, and relationships. Like anything, mindfulness is still being studied, but the benefits have clearly outweighed any potential negatives or side effects, in my eyes. So how do you practice mindfulness? Well, before we get into all the practices at the end of the episode, we'll look at it from a high level. Practicing mindfulness involves focusing on the present, paying attention to what's happening around you, consciously noticing thoughts, feelings, emotions, and sensations, so your visual, hearing, touch, taste, smell, along with appreciating the moment, enjoying the simple things in life, and being grateful for what's happening, whether good or bad. Avoiding judgment, not reacting to your thoughts and emotions, but just observing them, accepting them, whether right or wrong. Mindfulness can be practiced seated, walking, standing, or really at any point in our lives. It's a process of fully placing our awareness on what we were doing or thinking. As always, I like to tie in some of Ra's teachings to the topic of mindfulness. Although Ra does not directly mention mindfulness, I feel it relates to a number of concepts of the present moment awareness discussions that are brought up in the material, along with a few others. Ra tells us that there is a past, present, and future in our third density space-time conditions, however, that it is all part of a circular pathway that never ceases and is always present. But when removed from the space-time illusion, in time-space, we see that there exists only the present, particularly when we see from the cycle of completion or seventh density viewpoint. So it seems that the concepts of past and future are only applicable for a short time in this space-time illusion, but end up falling away, leaving us only with the present moment as we progress spiritually. One of the more famous Ra quotes is from 10.14, where Ra tells us the moment contains love. I think this is a perfect endorsement for the concept of mindfulness. In an effort to realize that the moment contains love, we need to be mindful and aware of the present moment that contains the love. Not only this, but it is also empowered and made easier the more we focus on the present moment over and over. I think this also happens to tie in nicely with the Buddhist concept of metta, or loving kindness, which can be a powerful heart-opening practice and way to also find the love in the moment. By becoming more aware and mindful of the present moment, we can accelerate our spiritual progress on the service to others path by recognizing the love of the Creator in each moment while seeking unity with the Creator. When the present is also fully accepted as it is, taking responsibility, we can also accelerate our progress and potentially open the door to enlightenment of that moment. As Ra tells us, when we live our life this way, more in the day by day and moment by moment, we are walking the path of the adept and becoming more and more self-realized or aware of the Creator in everything. On a less metaphysical level, we can also process our experience and catalyst better when we are mindful of what is happening, leading to a deeper and better integration of these lessons in order to help us grow. When we are more present and aware of our mind, body, and spirit, we can take in our life experiences more fully. The more and deeper we experience from a mindful perspective, the better we can assess situations and respond appropriately from a calm, clear, and peaceful place. This can also allow us to see the lessons and blockages we may possess more clearly, thereby allowing us to work with these more effectively to grow from. Then, of course, we have the important practices of meditation, contemplation, and prayer that Ra mentions. These indeed align with the mindfulness practice in that they tend to be intertwined. The practices of meditation, contemplation, and prayer inherently develop us to be more mindful and attuned to the present moment. These practices can also help awaken or allow us to become more aware of our intuition and deep mind, which can be of great value and aid to our spiritual growth, tuning us into the true nature of creation and to see the creative energy behind everything in manifestation, ultimately showing us our co-creative power as we begin to understand our complete, perfect oneness with the Creator. In further regard to meditation, mindfulness practices can aid us to better recognize what state of meditation we are in, as in how deep we are into the unconscious mind, or in particular practices, along with any hindrances that may be arising in our consciousness that are holding us back, potentially illuminating a path forward to proceed with the meditation in an effective manner. Along these lines, Ra tells us that there are many low consciousness callings on the Confederation for Information in 60.27, of which basic information is provided about the original thought regarding meditation and service to others, where the original thought may be obtained. But this is not commonly put into practice, and more information is requested by the calling, but only repetitive information is given, making the entity wary. But if this is put into practice, it will not find repetition. Meaning, if we practice meditation and mindfulness, we can advance spiritually much faster and receive intuitive information to further aid us. I think that mindfulness practice can help us notice these somewhat subtle states or intuitive guidances by making us more aware and in tune with them. There's always more we can correlate to Ra's teachings, but I think that's enough for now, and let's get into some of the practices of mindfulness. For the first practice, we'll look at a more basic one, which we'll call a present moment awareness. And in this, we'll want to take in the moment and truly experience what is going on presently. To do this, we'll tune into your senses to feel the temperature of the room, how your body feels. Are your hands and feet hot or cold? Do you feel any tension or pain in the body? Do you notice any smells or sounds? Have any thoughts running through your head or any emotions coming up? Notice these, but don't try to change them. Just experience them without getting consumed. If you notice an off-putting smell, such as something rotting or garbage can, just notice it as it is, without thinking of how you can change it or what you need to do about it. Just appreciate it as part of the present moment. This may be helpful to do sitting down with your eyes closed in a somewhat meditative posture, but you can really do this at any point. Another way to do this is to become fully present with an ordinary daily task, such as washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, vacuuming, eating, anything similar. Instead of getting caught up in the mental jumble you normally might during this ordinary task, such as thinking about what you need to do around the house or what work needs to be done, become aware of every sensation involved with this task instead, in the present moment. Say if you're washing the dishes, you might become aware of the temperature of the water, the feeling of the sponge in your hand, your muscles tensing as you scrub a plate, any smells associated with the soap or food scraps you're washing off. This allows you to enjoy these seemingly ordinary moments you might not have previously. The second practice will involve focusing on the breath in a slow and rhythmic manner. Consider trying out the heart rate variability resonant breathing meditation that I did previously. I think this is a fantastic breathing exercise that can be used also to increase our mindfulness. But along these lines, focus on the sensation of the breath as it moves in and out from your nose or mouth. Notice the belly filling up and emptying. Bring your attention back to the breath each time your mind wanders. It is normal and to be expected. Become aware of thoughts that arise, attempt to observe them but not engage, and allow them to be, coming back to the breath each time. Continue trying this for 5 or 10 minutes, just focusing on this breath and everything associated with the breath. You can also do this a little more simply. Say, just taking 3 to 5 mindful breaths in a stressful situation or to break up the day. This still encourages the skill. Another practice that can be used for mindfulness is the body scan meditation. In this, you slowly go through each portion of your body individually, focusing on it, really getting in deep and noticing any sensations or pains, aches, good feelings, tightness, whatever, all of that within that body part, and move on. So you can maybe start with your feet and really tune into these for, say, 10, 20 seconds. Move on to the ankles, the calves, up to your knees and thighs, and continue this way, but really honing in to that particular body part before moving on and noticing and feeling anything in that area. One of the last practices I'll give for now is walking meditations. This is a great one because it also involves usually getting outside or being active. And in doing this, you really can take in the full environment of where you're walking or the exercise you're doing. And basically, to do this mindfully, you can really hone in to each step, each movement you're making. Notice your left heel hitting the ground, transitioning to the left toe, right as your right heel hits the ground and continues on in that walking motion. Become aware of the way you hold your hands while walking. Notice this, but really get in depth with what you're experiencing in that moment. You can also take in the sounds of nature. Look at the beauty of the trees, everything around you. This is a really fun way to experience this mindfulness while walking outdoors. I would add, it does tend to help if you do this slowly, walking slowly, just to really get that feeling in and be able to notice each step and movement of the body. It tends to be a little bit easier if we're going in a controlled manner, I guess, versus our normal walking speeds. From here, the list goes on and on with mindfulness practices. These are just a few to get an idea of the skill. And again, this is developed over time with commitment, but can be truly life-changing for the better. I would also recommend, if you're interested in some of these practices, to looking some of them up on YouTube for guided mindfulness practices or guided meditations to help you through these as well. There are endless options out there. As we draw to a close, I encourage you to give mindfulness practice a try to whatever extent feels right and with whatever practices you have found to be helpful. I think you may be surprised with the benefits you may notice in all areas of your life, mentally, physically, and emotionally. But I have particularly seen great benefits spiritually in my meditation practices, making them more in-depth and impactful, which is amazing. The more present we are to the current moment, the more vivid and meaningful our lives can become, while also providing a pathway to progress spiritually and to be of better service to others. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you'll give some of these practices a try. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. I leave you now in the love and in the light.